It's sports time here on KATE from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Warm. The game you heard last night on Kate Radio in girls hockey, Albert Lea made that long trip up to Woodbury to take on the Royals. Woodbury beats Albert Lea by the score of 4-1, but the score does not indicate how close this game was. It was a good one last night. Albert Lea scored the first goal of the game on the power play early in the second period by Mika Sykos to put Albert Lea up 1-0. Woodbury would score the next four, two in the second, two more in the third, to go on for a 4-1 win. Woodbury outshot our Tigers last night 42-21. Rachel Doppelhammer in net had 38 saves for Albert Lea. Albert Lea now 0-1-1 on the season, still looking for their first win. They're going to travel to Red Wing coming up tomorrow night. Again, Woodbury 4, Albert Lea 1. Timo Meier had a goal and assist last night to keep up his strong start as San Jose, the Sharks, they beat our Minnesota Wild 4-1. With the loss, Minnesota falls to 10-5 on the season. Coming up tonight here on Kate Radio, we have Gopher women's basketball as the Gophers will host American. That game at Williams Arena, pregame at 6:30. We'll have your tip-off at 7. Minnesota Timberwolves are back in action. They're going to host Sacramento at Target Center. The Kings are 6-8. Timberwolves are 4-9. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock tonight. Well, if you missed the news yesterday, former Minnesota Twin Jose Berríos, who was traded to Toronto last season, he has inked a long-term deal with the Blue Jays, 7 years worth $131 million. With 2 weeks left in the regular season, the Big Ten has positioned itself to get a third straight berth in the college football playoffs and possibly two if an avalanche of things go the right way. Number 5 is Ohio State, number 7 Michigan State, and number 8 Michigan all have 9-1 records, are in position right now to get the league a third straight spot in the playoff. Speaking of college football, Gophers on the road at Indiana coming up on Saturday, 2:30 kickoff right here on Kate. In the NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans say forward Zion Williamson won't participate in 5-on-5 drills for at least another week. Williamson has been cleared for 1-on-1 contact drills after doctors reviewed imaging of his fractured right foot late last week. Now he's scheduled to have more scans done on November 24th. Williamson was an all-star last season when he averaged 27 points per game. The Pelicans have started 2-13 without Williamson. More awards given out in Major League Baseball yesterday. Tampa Bay's Kevin Cash has become the second skipper to win Manager of the Year honors in back-to-back seasons, taking this year's American League Award. San Francisco's Gabe Kapler won the NL honor. Now, Cash led the low payroll Rays to a second consecutive AL East crown. Bobby Cox had been the only person to win Manager of the Year two straight seasons. He did it with Atlanta back in 2004 and 2005. Again, Kevin Cash with Tampa Bay, the American League Manager of the Year, and San Francisco's Gabe Kapler capturing the award in the National League. Right-hander Noah Syndergaard has agreed to terms on a $21 million one-year deal with the Los Angeles Angels. He's leaving the New York Mets for a lucrative fresh start on the West Coast. Syndergaard has made only 2 major league appearances since 2019 due to Tommy John surgery and other ailments. The Cleveland Indians, soon to be known as the Guardians, have resolved a lawsuit filed by a local roller derby team over naming rights. Both will be called the Guardians. The legal issue was the final hurdle for the Major League Baseball team to continue its name changeover. Now, the sides jointly announced a resolution. No other terms of the agreement were disclosed. The Mississippi State Auditor says retired NFL player and former Minnesota Viking Brett Favre has missed a deadline to pay $228,000 in interest on welfare money he received for a public speaking contract he did not fulfill. Auditor Shad White said Tuesday he's turned the matter over to the state attorney general's office a month after sending a demand letter to Favre. He is not facing criminal charges, speaking of Brett Favre. A former minor league coach in the Pittsburgh Penguins system has been indicted on sexual assault charges in Rhode Island. The state attorney general's office says 55-year-old Clark Donatelli was indicted in July on 4 counts of second-degree sexual assault. He pleaded not guilty at his arraignment last week and was released. Now, Donatelli is charged in connection with an alleged incident from November of 2018. The Penguins this month settled a lawsuit filed by a former minor league assistant and his wife, who said a coach sexually assaulted her in Rhode Island that same month. Coach, records show that Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski's grandson and a star teammate of his were arrested over the weekend on charges related to impaired driving. Now, according to the North Carolina State Highway Patrol, Michael Saravino was pulled over for a stop sign violation in Orange County early Sunday. Now, court records show that Krzyzewski's 20-year-old grandson was driving teammate Paolo Banchero's white Jeep and admitted that he had consumed, quote, several shots. Now, Saravino was charged with driving while impaired and driving after consuming under the age of 21. Now, Banchero, who was riding in the back seat, was charged with aiding and abetting impaired driving. The 19-year-old is considered a top NBA prospect. Michigan basketball coach Juwan Howard and the school have agreed to a 5-year extension that keeps him under contract through the 2025-26 season. The announcement was made by athletic director Wardy Manuel. Now, he hired Howard back in May of 2019, giving the Miami Heat assistant and member of Michigan's Fab Five a chance to be a head coach. And let's check his sports. Again, last night in girls hockey, Elbert Lee gets beat by Woodbury by the score of 4-1. And coming up tonight, we do have Minnesota Golden Gopher women's basketball. They're going to host American 6:30, your pregame tip-off at 7. And that's Check of Sports. From the American Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.